we saw yesterday.
Yesterday we saw the shita of Rav Chaim Cohen, and we saw in the Goyim. The Goyim says that there's a machlekes within how to understand the shita of Rav Chaim Cohen. Chaim Cohen says they only say tam kikur. The Rav Chaim Cohen holds from nebach, but only when you have a kazayis b'peich chilas pras. If you don't have a kazayis b'peich chilas pras, then there's no nebach. So the Goyim said there's a machlekes within that shita. Okay, in a case where you don't have a kazayis b'peich chilas pras and there's no nebach, does that mean there's no tam kikur at all and it's bottle? But does that mean there is tam kikur, but not to be, and it's osur, but you're not like it? There's no nepach to be like it, but there is tam kikur. So the Goyim brought the Rashba and the Tur say b'feirish that even if you don't have a kazayis b'chilas pras, even the kohen of Chaim Cohen, it's still osur al chatzi shir, but there won't be a nepach. For a nepach, you have to have a kazayis b'chilas pras, and then there'll be a nepach, and then you'll be like on a kazayis of the Torahs. And on the other hand, the Goyin is medayik in the Rosh. Well, there's a chiluk on the deek, but the Goyin is medayik in the Rosh. That the Rosh thinks that it's not true. That according to Rav Chaim Cohen, if you don't have a kazayis particular process, it's mutter legamre. The Goyin attributes that to Taisus and Arsugi as well. The bottom Taisus Eisvei, the Goyin says, also is going in that shita. And the Goyin is very much machzik that shita. He likes that shita because he says then the sugya works out much better. Why the whole toilim is totally if you have a gezayis p'teich chilas pras. You know, if Rabbi said if gezayis p'teich chilas pras is not the raisa, then I understand why you can be mekel that truma l'toich truma nafal and chulun l'toich chulun nafal. What happened to chatzishir? Who cares if you have a gezayis and you have an epach? What happened to chatzishir? Which is really the Tosfos Rosh's kashya. The Goyin says if you learn like this that according to Chaim Cohen, if you don't have a gezayis p'teich chilas pras, there's no time kikir at all in this bottle. And the Gemara is gevaldik. So the Goyin is happy with that sheet. But the Maisa Tzimachleikus, Goyin says that Tzimachleikus Vishayim. So I was thinking, what's a Tolim? What's a Tolim? Also, I saw somebody asks, a contemporary said, he says, according to the tour, that even according to Rav Chaim Cohen, when you don't have a kazayis b'chilas pras, it's not bottle, and it's a chatzishir, and it's just there, but you don't have a nefach. When you have a kazayis b'chilas pras, then it becomes nefach. So yes, it comes out, there's like two dinim in kazayis b'chilas pras. There's two dinim in tam kikur. There's one tam kikur that is not bottle, and that you have even when you don't have a kazayis b'chilas pras. And then there's another din in tam kikur that the head is nepach li yisosir, and that's only when you have a kazayis p'teich chilas pras. So mother zach, it's hard even to understand where we get nepach from in the first place. But to say that there's two dinim in tam kikur, we'll talk a minute. You know, where did nepach come from altogether? Those who show him hold from nepach, where does the same entire nepach? Who state that the head is nepach li yisosir? Yeah, that's a problem all by itself. We'll talk about. I want to talk about that too also this morning. But to say that there's two different dinim in tam kikur, there's one din of tam kikur that the ace is not bottle, that's when you don't have a kazayis b'chilas chilas pras, and then there's another din of tam kikur that the head is nepach liyososer, and that's only when you have a kazayis b'chilas chilas pras. Okay, it's very strange. But I think the answer is poshut. That's not the pshat. Avada is a nepach. There's a nepach always. That's what you want to say. There's always a nepach. Rav Chaim Cohen holds from nepach. Nepach means that the definition of tam kikur is that the head is nepach liyososer. The only thing is, if Chaim Cohen holds that the het is only nepach liyososer to the degree that the original issur was osur. So if the original issur had a kezayis, so it's an issur that you could be leiker olov, so then the het is nepach to be an issur on the level that you could get malchus for. Masha'enkin, if the original issur that fell on Tarevis was less than a kezayis, or for that matter, less than a kezayis b'chilei chilas pras, which functionally means that it's less than a kezayis, meaning you could never eat that issur in a way that you could get malchus, because it's so diffuse. So then, it's still the Isser itself is an Isser that you're not like an olive. If the Isser itself is an Isser shame like an olive, so there's still a Nepach. But it only turns the head there, it makes the head there still Nepach Lias Osser. But it's Nepach Lias Osser on the level of Ein like an olive. I think that's very geschmack. Now it comes out of Chiddush and Lomdus a little bit. Because like this, I would have thought that when you have a chatzi shir, the chetz of the iser is just as chomer as when you have a shir. The only thing is, you didn't eat enough of it to be like it. But it's not like in the chetz of the iser, there's a difference between less than a shir and more than a shir. Have a piece of chazer, half a gazayis, a whole gazayis, it's the same as a chazer. Just mitzidi, the gavra, in order to be like it, he has to eat a gazayis. This process, of course, he has to eat a kezayis, and if he didn't eat a kezayis, he didn't eat enough of the issa to be like it. But it's not a difference in the chetz of the issa. L'chayr in this mahalach, this pshat in this sheet in Reb Chaim Cohen, the tour, that then we're saying that it's not true. When you have a chatzi zayis, the chetz of the issa itself is an issa she'en lekan olam. It's a lower level in the chetz itself, a piece of chazer that you can't get malchus for, because it's in a tarevus, in a way that it's kezayis bepochus bepeyachilis pas, that it's not a kezayis bepeyachilis pas. So that iser itself becheftzes an iser shein leikin olav, and therefore it doesn't have the power to transform the heter to be anything more than usur, but not with malchus. Yeah.
Could you say that the Gemara Mem Dalet and Mabez is a support for the first way of learning, that there's two binim in Tam Keger?
Why?
Because it brings that Reb Akiva brings the makor for Tam Keker from Basar B'Chalav.
Right.
So you could say that it's only working on the level that the Basar is...
But where's Deikha? Maxim, where's Deikha?
But also by Gulev De'Kuchadam, wouldn't it be the same way? If you want to say Nepak, then where is there a combination of the two?
Forget it. That's goofy. That's really part of the problem. Where do you see... No, we don't have to know. If you learn that from Gulev Nochem, for example, where does it say in Gulev Nochem that is Nepak? Maybe it's just also. I mean, that's anyway a problem we have to deal with. Now, where does Nepach come from? But to have two levels of Yisurim, I only have one posuk. So how does it possibly go? Achas dibur lekim, shtayim zu shemanu. The Torah said one thing, Yilin Ochem, and we learned out two different dinim with Tam Kikr. So they're hard to fathom. It's like, no, it's one din. It's one din of Nepach. I mean, where Nepach came from in the first place, we have to face. You know, we never really discussed that. But that we're anyway going to have to face. Like, where did the Rishonim get the concept of Nepach from? Where they got it in the Gemara, that's not, maybe they got it from Yotz. Not so much where they got it in the Gemara. Where they got it in the Gemara, we can find places where they saw it in the Gemara. But where they got it in, but where did the Gemara get it from? Where does it say in Pasuk that there's a Nepach? Okay, we'll discuss it. But I'll compare him, what I'm suggesting is, it's not, even Lefi, the Tur's version of Chaim Cohen, it's not two separate versions of Tam Kikr. It's one din of Tam Kikr, that the heter is nepach lius osur, but the heter is only nepach lius osur on the level of the iser itself. And the iser itself, if the iser itself is not shaykh to get malchus on, so then it can't be mahapach the heter to be more than that. That's if you hold, I think that's the pshat, if you hold like the tur, that according to Chaim Cohen, there is an iser b'pachus because I stay chilis pas, But you don't get like, but it's like a chatzis shir, not like kol. What about, what's the other side of Chaim Cohen? What the Gaon attributes to the Rosh, what the Gaon himself likes, what he attributes to Tosfos, that pochet that if you don't have kezayis techilas pas, so it's not osur at all. So I think the pshat in that mahalach is that they're saying that the kezayis b'peyachilas pas is a tnai in Tam Kikr. The Tam Kikr was only said. The whole din of Tam Kikr was only said on an Isser that you could get Malchus for. But an Isser that you can't get Malchus for, Isser itself you couldn't get Malchus for, so the Torah never said the Aloch of Tam Kikr. And the Emes is, it's, even though that's a very big Kiddush to say so far, but it's Kimat Mufurish in the Rosh there in Chulin. Because the Rosh in Chulin, Simon Lamed Aleph, I don't think I have it right here, but the Rosh in Chulin, did I give it to you? I don't remember if I sent it to you. Anyway, the Rosh and Chul in the Siman Lamed Aleph, the Rosh brings a Chaim Cohen Pesachim, but there he just brings the Vort without any explanation. The Rosh and Chul in Gid HaRosh, in the Sugya San Tzadik Ches of Tam Kikr, it's Siman Lamed Aleph and the Rosh, he brings a Chaim Cohen, and there he says the Hezber, that the Pshat of Chaim Cohen is that the Torah was only Machmir to say Tam Kikr on an Isser that you could get, where the Isser itself, where you could have gotten Malchus on the Isser itself. But an Isser where you could not have gotten Malchus in the Isser itself, the Torah didn't say Tam Kikr. It's really beferish in Rosh, this Hasbar. That it's a Tanai in the Etzim Din of Tam Kikr. And if you don't have, if it's an Isser that's Yesha Lukas all of inside the Isser itself, then the Torah never said the Din of Tam Kikr. Well, if the Torah didn't say Tam Kikr, then it's a bottle of bread. kind of the very geshmak, the Rosh L'shitosa, because the Goyim was medayik and the Rosh, a different deal. The Goyim was medayik and the Rosh that pochus mik, if you don't have a kezayis, the chilis pras, the fear of chayim koron, it's mutu l'gamer. I mean, midiraisa, not midiravon, of course, but midiraisa. The Rosh will be l'shitosa that he says this has been. The Goyim's deek and the Rosh was a different deal. I mentioned yesterday, and the Chora, it doesn't seem Chora, it's not such a luchachtik a deal. The Goyim's deek and the Rosh is that the Rosh starts like this. He says, Rashi olds tamkikas adirabonim. Rashi olds amarei basroi tamkikas adirabonim. Rabbeinu Tam says tamkikas adiraisa. Then he brings Rav Chaim Cohen said, chadis adiraisa, and I had the nepachlius also, and you like an akazais from the Tarevis. And then he brings Rav Chaim Cohen said, but you only like an akazais from the Tarevis if the heter was mishap, if you have a kazais b'chlei achilas pas. If you don't have a kazais b'chlei achilas pas, then we don't say tamkikas. When he says the holomnus, the Torah was only machmer and isidus that you could be like on mitzaratzim. And then he says, halacha l'maisa, that there's nachmina l'halacha, that according to Rabbeinu Tam, if you're not sure if you had bitul b'shishim or not, so according to Rashi, it's a sveika d'rabbanim, because midrabbanim is bottle chad v'trei, midrabbanim is bottle chad v'trei. So the whole din of Tam is only a din d'rabbanim. Whereas according to Rabbeinu Tam, Tam is a din d'raisa. So if you have a suffix, if you had enough heter to be mevatel l'tam of the yisr, so then it's a sveika d'raisa, and therefore you have to go l'chumra. So if it was nishbach, we don't have a way to measure. If there was, what was the proportion of Issa to Heter? We know the Heter was more, but we don't know by how much. L'fi Rashi, it's a Sveika d'Rabbanan, and L'fi Rabbeinu Tam, it's a Sveika d'Raisa. And he doesn't say, so actually he doesn't mention Rashi even. He says, L'fi Rabbeinu Tam, it comes out in the Halacha, that if the thing was Nishbach, and we don't know if it was Shishim or not, it's a Sveika d'Raisa, and you have to be Machmir. So the Goyim is Medayik, he only said Rabbeinu Tam, he should have said Rav Chaim Cohen too, because Rav Chaim Cohen also holds that it's a Sveika d'Raisa. Even if you don't have Kazai's Pechilas Pras, but at least it's a Chatzishia, it's also Sveika d'Raisa. You see that no, it's not a chatzishir, and therefore the fear of Chaim Cohen, as long as you know that there wasn't the gezayis for pechilas pas, it would be a sveika derabbanan. That's the Goyim's deal. That deal by itself is l'chor not so muchuch. Maybe the Rosh is saying Rabbeinu Tam as opposed to Rashi. He's not saying Rabbeinu Tam as opposed to Rav Chaim Cohen. So the fear of Rabbeinu Tam, the Tam kikir is deraisa as opposed to Rashi. The Tam kikir is derabbanan, so it's a sveika deraisa. Maybe the fear of Chaim Cohen is also a sveika deraisa. Rav Chaim Cohen is agreeing to Rabbeinu Tam that fundamentally Tam kikir is deraisa. So l'chora, the deek and the rush, one could deny. But I think that maybe the Goyim is coming from this deek also, even though he doesn't mention it. That it's meduik and the rush and the hasbar of the rush. The way the rush explains Rav Chaim Cohen, so that takas the way it comes out. That if you don't have kezayis pechilas pras, then le'omer Torah that there should be din of tam to get cured all, and then it's taka bottle and it's mutter. The mice of the tourists is the fear of Chaim Cohen. And we consider Rabbeinu Tam, but the Goyim's not here, it's Shafir of Chaim Cohen. The tour in Tzadik Chesn, Yerdeh, mentioned yesterday also, the Goyim brings, the tour brings, he says, B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam, the Goyim is Magia, the Shafir of Chaim Cohen. The Shafir also picks up that it's really Rav Chaim Cohen. That if you have a Kezayis B'Chayel Echilis Pras, then the head is Nepechli, it's also when you look on a Kezayis from the Tarevis. But if you don't have a Kezayis B'Chayel Echilis Pras, then you don't get Malkus. But it's still also El Chatzishir. So the Torah brings Rav Chaim Cohen not like the Rosh, at least the way the Goyim understood the Rosh. The Torah brings Rav Chaim Cohen not like the Rosh, which is very surprising, because the Torah generally goes with the sheet of his father. It seems to me the Torah probably did not learn the Rosh like the Goyim learned the Rosh, because I can't imagine the Torah would be Sosim not like the Rosh. The Torah probably thought in the Rosh that it's also us in Shul Chatzishir. The Goyim isn't like in the Rosh that it's not us in Shul Chatzishir. Okay, so now if you wanted to sum up the sugya that we're finishing in Amud Aleph, I think we've worked through four shittas in the four mahalchot in the sugya. We had first of all the shita of the Rash, which in a way the easiest shita. The least complicated shita is the Rash, that the Gemara is going with Tam Kirker, but there's no nepach. Or if we want to qualify that, maybe there is an nepach, and even for the Rash I want to say maybe there is an nepach, but it's a nepach. It's a different kind of nepach. It's not a nepach that you can get malchus for kezayis of the tarevis. You have to, if you have a kezayis of Isser that fell into tarevis, so the Rash holds, you don't get malchus unless you eat the whole tarevis. Yeah, I thought that according to the Rash, I had this extra shtickle tarevis, which I don't want to go over it now again, that even if you the Rash, there is a kind of nepach, but the nepach is that the whole tarevis becomes the kezayis, and when you eat the whole tarevis, you're getting malchus for the whole tarevis, which is like the kezayis inflated to absorb the whole tarevis. But nonetheless, halacha lemaisa, and then nafka minas the rabbi, whatever we said over. But in the halacha, that doesn't concern us right now. In the halacha lemaisa, getting malchus, the Rash holds that there's no nafka. If you have issur that fell in the tarivis and it was nice and tam, so yes, it's tam kicker, and you're not allowed to eat it, and the issur not bottle. But how much do you have to eat in order to get malchus? You have to eat the kezayis of issur, which means in effect you have to eat the whole pras in order to have eaten the kezayis b'chteichilas pras. Otherwise, you don't get malchus. So therefore, that's the Rash. And therefore, the Rash learns the sugya poshut, that the reason why in all the cases of the Gemara, kutuch and mikveh and kupais and meduchais, the reason why the issur is not bottle is because of tam kikr. That's why the issur is not bottle. But why you get malchus? Rabbi Bachana said by the mikveh that you get malchus, you don't have a shear because if you only unless you ate, why do you get malchus? So that's not like a bayin or dimi. Abdimi says you get malchus because you ate the whole pras, and if you ate the whole pras, merely you ate a kezayis of issur. Abai doesn't agree to that because Abai holds kezayis with the chelus pras as a derbonim. There's no tsiruf over time. You have to eat the vasachas. You can't even tsaruf over the time of the chelus pras, and it's certainly not possible to eat the whole mikveh in one bite. That you should be boileya kezayis of shum b'shemen at once. That's impossible. The Rav said. So therefore, the Abai, you have to come out to a different svara how to get a kezayis which is hetem mitzaref l'issur. That's the whole. That's the whole sugya. And why did Rabbi Rechana say you have to get malchus at all? Like, who cares about malchus? Like, why not just say that this tam kicker and the shum v'shemen are osir and they're not botel b'roiv, and that's why mokum agoy is tomei? So that we said because you need malchus because so that the Rash explained, and we explained the Rash, that there's no din of tam kicker for tumah v'tayra. Tumah v'tayra fundamentally doesn't have a din of tam kicker. So you have to come at it from a migoy. Migoy that it's choshuv. In Yunisa, it's choshuv that not to be both in Tumma Vatayra. And to be choshuv in Yunisa, you have to get malchus. Rabbi Rechana saw that the Choyle Vazar local of Bekazayas means, really in Tumma Vatayra, there's no such thing as Tam Kikir, which should be both in Tumma Vatayra. But we have a Svara, if the Shum HaShem is so choshuv, that people actually get malchus for it, Zorim get malchus for eating it, even in the Tarevis, so then that gives it a chashivus that it's not both in Tumma Vatayra either. So in order to have that chashivas, it's not enough that it's also as chatzis shir. It has to be malchus mamish. And that's Rabbi Rechana said, hoil v'dar roikol v'kizayis. So again, the fundamental issur is because of tam ki'ikim. But that's not the malchus. Because you don't have the kizayis because you're not eating kizayis v'vasachas. The malchus comes from either kizayis v'vasachas pras from Kardimi or from hetim starful issur according to Abai. That was malach, the rational malach in the sugya. And that's the simplest malach in the sugya. That's why I was saying it first. Secondly, we have Shitas Rashi. Shitas Rashi is that there's nepach, and Rashi is clear. We'll see in the Gedilkum later on in the base, but Rashi is clear that there's nepach even if you do not have a kezayis b'chtech yilas pras, not like a chayim kohen. And Rashi shita is that if you have even not a kezayis b'chtech yilas pras, the het is nepach li asosir. If you hold from tam kikir, the het is nepach li asosir, and you loike on a kezayis from the tarayvus. The main deek in Rashi that he holds this way. Is because Rashi says at the end of the sugya that the Rabbanon who are Chaylik and Rabbi Elozer by Kutta Chababli must not hold from Tam Kikir. Because if they held from Tam Kikir, then Avadi will be like on Kutta Chababli. Now by Kutta Chababli, there's no Kizayas Bechayachilis Pas, the Gemara said. So where do you see in the Rabbanon, where do you see the Rabbanon don't hold from Tam Kikir? They hold very much from Tam Kikir. They don't hold from Hetim Istafel Isser, that's true. But they could hold from Tam Kikir. But you don't have a Kizayas Bechayachilis Pas. So you see in Rashi that he holds from Nefach. Rashi says a few times that he holds from Nefach. But you see also that he holds from Nefach, not like a Chaim Kohen, only when you have a Kezayis B'Techilis Pas. He holds from Nefach even when you don't have a Kezayis B'Techilis Pas. That being the case, according to Rashi, the Goyin says this is Shitas Rabbeinu Tam as well. According to Rashi, so then Argamar is a problem. Because if you have Tam Kikr, Monashah. If you have Tam Kikr, then that's it. That swamps the whole sugya. You have Tam Kikr, the head is Nefach Li Asosah. You don't need to start with so you don't need kizayis b'chei achilas pras. The whole sugya falls apart. And if you don't have tam kikir, then the issue should be bottled. So the answer is, what's the answer, Taka? Rashi himself addresses it. What does Rashi say? Dimur. Rashi says that the Gemara is going with a new concept of dimur deraisa. Like Truman is a new svar, why is not bottled? That's the sort of dimur deraisa. And therefore, by all the cases of Truma, which is mikveh, kupas, meduchas, by all of those cases, it's not bottle al timur. But timur doesn't make a nepach. Then once not bundle less than wood, then you can get a then you can have had to mustaf this here and so on. But what about kutuch? That's good for kutuch, and it's good for mikveh, kupois and meduches. But what about kutuch? Kutuch is chometz. Not there's no dimu over there. So there, l'chari, you have to say either time in mamashay, the kutuch is time in mamashay, or maybe time of olay mamashay, but it's going like a bayishit in chulun. The time of olay mamashay is also nachmat, but not nepach. Yeah, but then we have to ask. So, but where did time kicker disappear from? Did disappear from too? Like, why isn't the Gemara busy with time kicker? You're saying the Gemara is going without time kicker, but where did time kicker go? So you could say that the Gemara doesn't know yet about time kicker. The Gemara first has the Brisa. Abai first discovers the Brisa on the base. There's a place that knows it that way. But we said in Rashi, it's say even simpler. Rashi Shita is that the Amaroi Basroi held the time kicker is only the Rabban. It's only Nesmachta. So the Gemara Meralef is going without. Let's say it's going without time kicker. Then, with Rashi, so we still have to address. Okay, so we're going with Atam Kikir, and the reason why it's also is because the reason why it's not bottle is because of Dimua, or because of Dimua, or by Kutta Kababli, because of time in Mamoshe, or time in Balei Mamoshe. But we're going with Atam Kikir. So then we have a problem. So why is the Gemara, what do you need Hetem Estafel Issa for? Even if you don't have Hetem Estafel Issa, or even if you don't have Kazayas, but Fechilis Pras, but it should be also El Chatz Yishir. Mele kupois and meducha, mele mikveh and kutuch. They were talking about malchus. Abba Chana said malchus. Kutuch is malchus. Rebbe Elazar is talking about malchus. So there it's good because chatzishir is not going to give me malchus. But kupois and meducha is where the Gemara said, why do we say shani oimer? It sounds like an issa deraisa. And Rabbi says no, it must be. Rabbi wants to prove it's an issa derabbanan. What happened to chatzishir? Which is really the Tosfos Rosh's question. Well, we could answer al derech with Tosfos Rosh. Maybe chatzishir only day tarevus is mutter. Maybe Abai holds like Rish Lakish that chatzishir is mutter min atara. But wanted to say a little bit differently. Rashi's lashon is befei because we had a Rashi's lashon. Yeah, Rashi is a funny lashon. By the when the Gemara asks when Abai asks him from Kupa, he has a funny lashon. He says that Abai's taina is what Abai wants to prove. You don't think his eyes particularly fast the eyes so. And therefore, you could say Tylin. So first, Rashi says because anybody obey Misa, and then at the end he says because only the Rabbanim. You know, because if there's no, it's only also since no Kazayis Pechilas Pas, Abai doesn't hold from Kazayis Pechilas Pas, only the Rabbanim. So which is it? Is it anybody obey Misa, or is it only also the Rabbanim? So I thought the pshat in Rashi is that Rashi is saying like this: there's two nidoyim. First of all, there's the nidoyim of Dimua. Dimua says that it's an achilimu revis. Oh, start the other way around. First of all, there's the need of stam, time in mamasha. You have time in mamasha, it's not bottle. So Rashi holds that that's only true if kizayis techilis passes the raisa. So then the whole achilu is an that means that the achilis isser is an achilu b'fnei atzma. But if kizayis techilis passes the rabbonon, then the achilis isser is not an achilu b'fnei atzma. If it's not an achilu b'fnei atzma, then there's no time in mamashi either. The holding of time in mamashi or time in v'lei mamashi is only after Abai was chayzer to Rav Dimi that there's a concept of kizayis pechilas achilas pas in the tarevis, which means that the achilas isser could be nidon as an achilu b'fnei atzma. But Abai in the Salka Daitach thought that there's no tzir for kizayis pechilas pas in the tarevis. Why not? There's a Mishnah Krisis that we say kizayis pechilas pas. There is a concept of kizayis pechilas pas when you just have chazer on the table. The answer is because in a tarevis we can't be done the achilas isser as an achilas b'fnei atzma. Well, if you can't be done, I'd rather go b'saroiv achirabim lahatis. It's an achilas heter. It's ruba yaheter. It's an achilas heter. And that was Abai's taina to Rav Dimi that l'didi the kizayis b'fnei achilas pas is not a tzirik midiraisa. That means the achilas isser is not needing b'fnei atzma. So then I think that a tarevis, even if you have time in mamoshoi, it'll be an achilas heter and it'll be mutter. But then there's still a problem. That's mitzad the achilas. If you down there with the regular rules of tarevis, but here is nudin of dimua. And what does dimua say? Dimua says that it's that when you eat a tarevis of truma, I don't say achirabim lahatis. It's an achilas heter. I say no. It's an achilim urevis. But Timur doesn't make it into an Achilas Truma. It's mostly Chulin. It doesn't make it into an Achilas Truma. It makes it into an Achilas Mu'revis. Rashi said earlier that it's not Chamirik Truma Asma. It becomes an Achilas Mu'revis. And Achilas Mu'revis is not so Chomer, anybody over Miso. That's the litmus test. You see, it doesn't have the full Issa Truma. It doesn't have the full Issa Truma. It's only Achilas Mu'revis of Truma. So then we can still be Makel. It doesn't have the Din Seika, the Reis Lil Chomer, and you can be Makel to be Tayl. So that would come out of that was an extra dimension in Shitas Rashi here in the sugya. Apparently, on the Shitta of Chaim Cohen, who learns that Kizayis Bechtei Achilas, that there is an epach, Tam Kikir, but there is an epach. That much is like Rashi. Tam Kikir means an epach. But he qualifies it that it's only after you have a kizayis b'chtei achilas bras. The Rosh explains that the din of tam keikir is only said when you have enough issur you can be like on the issur of mitzad atzmi. So the Goyin says that the fear of Chaim Cohen is a new mahalach here in the sugi. And the Goyin implies that our sugi is really a mokifer of Chaim Cohen because of exactly this problem. Where did tam keikir go in the sugi? Chaim Cohen learns the sugi is going with tam keikir. And there is an epach. So if there is tam keikir and there's an epach, so what's going on in the whole sugi? The answer is because you only say netach after you've established that you can be like on the issa. So the Gemara is busy. Can you be like on the issa? Mitzad atzmi could you be like on the issa? You don't have a kizayis. So Abai says hetem stop issa. Rav Dimi says kizayis b'tei achilas bas. Once you have a reason that you can be like on the issa, mitzad atzmi, either I'll set them and stop issa, or else kizayis b'tei achilas bas. According to Rav Dimi, now I'll turn around and I'll say netach also, and you'll be like on a kizayis from the taredes. Hey, the sugi is very good. We're going within the worlds of Tam Kikr. But to have Tam Kikr, you first have to get that you could have been like on the Isser Mitzharatzma.
If you're Chaim Cohen, you have to come
on to the Mubai Mikveh?
No,
if you're Chaim Cohen, you don't
need Dimur. No, because that's the best pass,
you don't have Tam Kikr. By Mikveh, you have Kizai's Pekir's Pass. Only Kutuk you don't have. By Kupas and
Dukhus, you don't have.
You also have to pay achilas pas. All the sugis you have kizayis to pay achilas pas, but Abai doesn't hold from it. The fear Abai that he doesn't hold from kizayis to pay achilas pas, so even if you have a kizayis to pay achilas pas, you still don't get a netach. It's only Rav Chaim Cohen says that you need a kizayis to pay achilas pas in order to say netach. That's you need to have a kizayis to pay achilas pas, and you need to hold from kizayis to pay achilas pas. The fiat bai doesn't hold from kizayis to pay achilas pas. You won't say netach unless it's so concentrated that you could eat kizayis for basachas. The moshul, if it was like a third, you know, if you had a third truma with 2/3 of chulin, then you three kizayis and vasachas you could eat. So then there would be nefach even according to Abayi, even without etem staflis. But that's not the case. The case is that it's kizayis b'tei achilas bas. L'fi Rav Dimi, that's enough to be like on this, and you merely get a nefach. L'fi Abayi, that's not enough to be like on this. You need to come on to etem staflis. Yeah, once you have etem staflis, it could be according to Abayi, it also be nefach. Not that there's any nafkamina anyway, I've had them stop listening, but in theory. Just to know, the idea, I'm not going to, is that the Rambam, Perkei Nazirus, Halacha Vav, the Rambam and the Rambam, the Beferish argue about when you don't have a Kazayas to Echilis Pass, is it also Midirais or Midirabonim? The Rambam says less than a Kazayas to Echilis Pass is also Midirabonim, talking about Nazirus, and the Rambam is Chaylik, and he says, you're not like it, but it's still also El Chatsi Shir. That's a good idea to know. The Goyin mentions it. The Goyin also adds that Rav Chaim Cohen's Shita comes from our sugya. The Mokif Rav Chaim Cohen's Shita Mechudeshes comes out of our sugya, like we just said. That's how he explains our sugya. But the Goyin says Rav Chaim Cohen has another Mokif for his Shita. This distinction between Kizayis B'tei Achilas Pas and not from the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, from Rav Yechonon. Because Rav Yechonon and Avodah Zarah said, "Taimi l'Moshe Leikin Olav, Taimi ve'ein Mamosho ein Leikin Olav." If Tanis Keikir, who cares if you have Mamoshi or not? Mishayim is Kasha. Let's say if Mamoshi means Nimayach. Eloi Mamoshi means Nimayach, like Rashi. So what's the Rodeifan saying? If it's not Nimayach, Kazayas Pechilis Fras is like it. If it is Nimayach, then even if you have Kazayas Pechilis Fras, you're not like it. What happened to Tam Keikir? So Abai says in the Chanan. Rashi rather says in the Chanan, Rav Yechon doesn't know from Tam Keikir. But all the Mishayim were passing like Tam Keikir. So they asked, what's going on in Rav Yechon? Who cares if it's Nimayach? But it's still Tav Kikr, and you have it because you have it, and even if it's not, and you have it because I, so there's still Tav Kikr. So what's the difference between Nimayach and not Nimayach? So Taisa says, you know, but it's Rav Hashem Rabbeinu Eliyahu. Taisa says in Chulin also, and Tadikhes without a name, that the answer is that the word mamoshid and not mamoshid does not mean nimayach versus leinimayach. Rather, the translation of mamoshid is kizayis lefeyach ilusbas. And that's what Rabbi Yochanan meant when he said, "Taimu yamamoshid leikonolo bezel kizayis lefeyach ilusbas." He doesn't mean on condition that it's kizayis lefeyach ilusbas. He means that's the definition of mamoshid. In which case, taimu v'leim mamoshid by definition means that there was no kizayis lefeyach ilusbas. And Rabbi Yochanan is saying beferush that if you don't have a kizayis lefeyach ilusbas, you're not leikonolo. You only leikonolo if you do have a kizayis lefeyach ilusbas. Now, if you don't hold from nefesh at all, that's actually not so surprising. Yes, there's tam kicker, but in order to get malchus, you have to eat a kizayis of issa, like the Rash. But since the Rabbi, since Rabbi Chaim Cohen holds, assumes that there is a concept of nepach, and the going for some reason thinks Rabbi Eliyahu also is going on with nepach, even though it doesn't really say in places. But I don't know where. I guess when we get to Tzadik Ches, maybe we'll have to worry about that. But al kaponim, Rabbi Chaim Cohen for sure holds from nepach. The going says Rabbi Eliyahu is the same sheet as Rabbi Chaim Cohen. He's also going with nepach. So then you have a problem. So then what's the difference if you have a kizayis? So what's Rabbi Yochanan saying? When you have a kizayis pechilis pas, you get malchus. If you don't have a kizayis pechilis pas, you don't get malchus. Why? If you hold from nepach, so even if you don't have a kizayis pechilis pas, which is the definition of leima moshe, you should still get malchus as nepach. The answer is Rabbi Yochanan is saying exactly that. That's what Rabbi Yochanan is saying. That when it's not mamoshe, meaning you don't have a kizayis pechilis pas, so it doesn't have mamoshe, so then there's no din of tamkik. That's mamish. According to Reb Chaim Cohen, his chiddush is the member of Rabbi Yochanan. That when you have taimi mamoshei v'zehu kizayis v'teich ilispas, then there's a nepach and you like it not only on the issur itself, but you like it even on the taimis. But when it's taimi v'loy mamoshei, which by definition means that you don't have a kizayis v'teich ilispas, so then you are then there's no nepach and then there's no nepach and therefore you're not like it. Therefore you're not like it. Not like you can't be like an ist. You're not like it. There's no nepach, and you're not like it. So lefi Reb Chaim Cohen, his chiddush is not even a chiddush. It's a member of Rabbi Yochanan. It's interesting. I'm just thinking now. You know, when we're being done, like what's the svar of Reb Chaim Cohen? What's his svar? So four possibilities. With fear of Chaim Cohen, his vort is the member of Rabbi Yochanan. And Rabbi Yochanan Be'emes uses a strange lashon. Why do you talk about mamoshe? Rabbi Yochanan should have said, the lashon of kizayis techeh chilisbas is a lashon on Mishnah. Why does Rabbi Yochanan use such a strange lashon? Taimai u'mamoshe lo'ikonolav, and then Rabbi Yochanan has to translate himself. What do I mean by the strange term mamoshe? I mean kizayis techeh chilisbas. Time of a loy mamoshe, ain't like an olive. What does that mean? You don't have kizayis pechilis pas. So, cut out the poetic language and just tell me kizayis pechilis pas is like it. If you don't have kizayis pechilis pas, you're not like it. Why is Rabbi Yochanan talking about mamoshe? Of course, Bishtum Koyter Rashi, mamoshe means nimoyach, but not nimoyach, so we understand. But according to Rabbeinu Eliyahu and Tosfos, which is the going says of Chaim Cohen, that mamoshe means kizayis pechilis pas, so say so. Why all the koy decides? So maybe there's a hint over here.
No, the process could be coming to tell you that it has to be something. The point of it is to make it significant that it's mamasha.
Okay. Maybe there's a hint over here. Rabbi Yochanan is telling me a hezbeh that the reason why kizayis b'chilis pas creates a nepach is because then it's called that I have mamasha shalissa. And the reason why kizayis b'chilis, when you don't have kizayis b'chilis pas, it doesn't create a nepach is because then I don't have mamasha shalissa. What does that mean exactly? So I think we could read that into either way. We could read that into those two explanations that we said before. One, and it was either Rabbi Yochanan is saying that when you have a kizayis pechilis pas, that means you have the mamoshoi, meaning you have enough iser to be like God. So that's like osir mamish. It's not a chatzi shir. It's not a chatzi shir dekiser, which is it's osir, but you know you don't get the malchus. It's osir mamish. You know, it's like. It's also mamish to get malchus for it. So when you have timely mamoshi, it's also mamish that you can get malchus for it. So the iser itself you can get malchus for. So then it creates the nepach and you're looking for the taribis. When it's timely malay mamoshi, it means it's also, but it's also in a lesser degree, not enough to get malchus for. So it's not enough, and the iser not chomer enough to make the heter be nepach to be nepach to be loikolo. The heter will also be a chatzishir. but not enough to be like Galut. We would say that in Lomdus. Or if you want to say the Lomdus that we saw in the Rosh, that the Torah was only machmir to say tam ke iker when the iser is so chomer that you like Galut. But when the iser is not chomer enough to be like Galut, the Torah wasn't machmir on it. And therefore, the Rosh seems to say, the Gaon understands the Rosh to mean, that therefore, if you don't have kizayis kachil, it's fast. Not only do you not say nepech from Malkus, you don't say nepech at all. And there's no tam kikar at all, it's bottle b'roiv. So we'll read that into the word mamashik. Mamashik means that it's an iser chomer that I could be like Olav. An iser chomer, I mean, wait, it comes out the same thing. Mamashik means it's an iser chomer that I could be like Olav. That's exactly Reichen's point. Kizayis kachil is fast, not just a heck of timsa that I could eat a kizayis of iser. Kizayis b'chil is pas means that this is called mamashi shel iser. The iser itself is the full-fledged iser that I can get malchus for. And time of belay mamashi means not just that I don't have a way to eat a kizayis of iser. When I don't have a way to eat a kizayis of iser, the iser itself is not called mamashi shel iser. It's an iser kal. So therefore, take your pick. Either since it's an iser kal, the Torah didn't say kizayis b'chil, the Torah didn't say tam kikir at all, like the Rosh, or. And then it'll be mutter mamish. Or since in the sekal, the nepach only makes the taravis into an isekal, but the nepach can't make the taravis into an isekhom. That's the machlekes within Rav Chaim Cohen. If you have less than a kazayis pechayus pas, is it mutter lagame, or is it also as chatzishir? But kaponim, I think there's a big revach here that Rav Chaim Cohen's shvara, which one way or another, he's saying that when you have a kazayis pechayus pas, the iser is. Which is what I said before in Lomdus is a big chiddush. Because if not for Rav Chaim Cohen, I would have said a kazayis of chazer and half a kazayis of chazer are the same chaymer iser. Just this is here. I have a, just if I eat a kazayis, I get malchus, and if I don't eat a kazayis, then I don't get malchus. But the iser mitzaratzma is the same chaymer iser. Rav Chaim Cohen is saying a very big chiddush that it's not true that when you have a kazayis, when you have an iser that you could be malika all of, it's a bigger chaymer iser. It has a bigger power of nepach. And when I have a less than a kazayis b'chtei chilas pas. It's an issue that I can't be like Olav. So the issue itself is not so powerful, and either it doesn't create nepach at all, like the Rosh, or it creates nepach, but only on the level of Chatzishir, like the Tur. That's a very big chiddush of Chaim Cohen. So where do you get it from? It works like Kishmak and Arsugit, but still very big chiddush. The answer is, he reads that's the point of Chaim Cohen. Those are the words of Rabbi Yochanan. That's what Mamashi means. Why is Kazayis Mechidus Pas called Mamashi? Why didn't you say kazayis lechayichilus pas? Because kazayis lechayichilus pas just would sound like, you know, there's a way to eat a kazayis of iser. Mamoshe means when you could be loika on the iser, that's called an iser mamish. And an iser that you can't be loika of, you have no way to be loika of because it's kazayis shabloi bechayichilus pas, you don't have a way to eat a kazayis of it, then that's called that it's not mamoshe shel iser. It's be'etzem not called mamoshe shel iser. It lacks in the chefsa. It lacks in the chefsa of the iser. It's an iser she ain't loika of. Says Rabbi Yochanan. In that case, the tam kikar is also not the same. Either there's no tam kikar at all, or there's a tam kikar only on that lower level of not being mamashi shel iser. Lamvine dover, it's a very gishmak in the kula. This thing that the Rav Chaim Cohen's distinction, which sounds very arbitrary. When you have a kazayis to take this fast, then there's a big nepach, then there is a nepach. You don't have a kazayis to fast, there's no nepach. Yeah, so in cheshbon, it works out good in our sugi. But it's a very big zog. The answer is, yeah, it is a very big zog. But it's a yechon zog. That's what mamashi means. That's the vort of mamashi. That's the chat of Rabbeinu Eliyahu. Yeah, now maybe I understand also a little bit better where the Gaon son of Rabbeinu Eliyahu that he's going with the shita of Chaim Cohen. Rabbeinu Eliyahu doesn't say a word about nepach. Rabbeinu Eliyahu doesn't say a word about nepach. Here the cheshbon get a little bit complicated, but all Rabbeinu Eliyahu said was that if you hold from Tav Kikir, how do you explain Rabbi Yochanan? He says, well, Mamoshi means Kizayis Bechilis Pas, Loi Mamoshi means the Kizayis Shaloi Bechilis Pas. There's another way that you could understand Rabbeinu Eliyahu, that he's the Rash. Well, Derech the Rash. There's no Nepach, he never dreamed about Nepach. Mamoshi, he thought, means, his Havamin was Mamoshi means Nimayach. Loi Nimayach, Nimayach. And Rabbeinu Eliyahu was asking the question that the Rash asks, that Rabbi Yochanan said that it's not Nimayach Yilayke, and if it is Nimayach, you're not like it, and it sounds like it's always talking about on the condition that there was a Kazayis B'chtei Achilas Bas. And even if there was a Kazayis B'chtei Achilas Bas, because those are the terms Rabbi Yochanan said, but there's a difference between Nimayach and Lay Nimayach. What do you mean? Even if it's Nimayach, But if since you have a kezias paying to this pasuk, you should get Malchus reading the kezias of Issa. And Rabbi Elio answers that mamashi and leina mamashi doesn't mean nimayach versus leina mayach. It means kezias paying to this pasuk versus not kezias paying to this pasuk. And you have a kezias paying to this pasuk, then you could get Malchus for eating the whole pasuk because you ate a kezias of Issa. And if you don't have a kezias paying to this pasuk, then you're not like it because you have no way to eat the kezias of Issa. Vesulemidi. That's the chayy how you could read Rabbi Elio. The Goyin reads Rabbi Elio that he's saying of Chaim Cohen, that we're going with the Nepach, and therefore we're saying Chilukim and Nepach. It doesn't say in Taisus over there, you have to see yourself, the Taisus of Azor, Taisus of Chulin. It doesn't say over there that Taisus in Taisus that he's going with Nepach. So how did the Goyin know that Rabbi Elio is of Chaim Cohen? So maybe there's something in the Cheshmer that I'm missing. But I think the way I'm saying now, it's taka very geschmack to say that Rabbi Elio is of Chaim Cohen. Because this whole reading of Rabbi Yochanan that mamoshin means kezayis v'teichilus fas is strange. Because then Rabbi Yochanan should have said kezayis v'teichilus fas. What's this love double lashon? Taimu mamoshe v'zeu kezayis v'teichilus fas. Say kezayis v'teichilus fas like the Mishnah says. Okay, it says Rabbi Yochanan, if you go with nepach Rav Chaim Cohen, then I understand what Rabbi Yochanan is doing. He's saying a hesber why nepach needs kezayis v'teichilus fas. Because if it's not a kezayis teichilus fas, then the Isser itself is not called mamoshe shel Isser, and if it's not mamoshe shel Isser, it doesn't have the power to make nepa. The Rash himself, the Rash himself, how does he learn Mamashai? He brings both trouble. First he learns Mamashai, he's Nimayach, not Nimayach. Aye, what happened to Tom Kicker? So he says, Rabbi Tom is talking about Nimayach. And then I think he brings Yesh Mefarshim. Anybody remember about him? What?
Brings him Yerubitz.
That is an assay. But he doesn't, does he bring the Pshat that Taim Mamashai means Kizai Svechtei Achilles Pras? Anybody remember? Out of here. No, let me just buy this. Okay. You know, he doesn't bring it. I think it's very geschmack. He doesn't have nepach. At least not this kind of nepach. Again, he may have this wishy-washy nepach that I talked about the other day, but the nepach that makes you like on a kezayis and tarevis that I'm going to read it into Rabbi Yochanan. The Rash, for our purposes, he doesn't know from nepach. So that's very geschmack. The Rash never entertains this pshat in Rabbi Yochanan that taimim mamoshi means kezayis b'tayich l'tzvah. By him, it's posh that the timing of Mamoshi means not it wasn't Nimayach, and time of Leim Mamoshi means that it was Nimayach. It's very geschmack, because he doesn't know from Nepach. If you're not going with Nepach, then you're talking about being like on the Isser itself. If you're talking about being like on the Isser itself, why would Rav Yechon use a funny lashon of Mamoshi to mean a simple thing, because I speak Hayekel is fast? We're talking about being like it for the Truma, it's for the Isser itself. Because if you don't hold from Nepach, then in order to get Malchus, you have to eat a Kezayis of Isser. So, it wouldn't make sense to say that when Rabbi Yochanan said "Taimi Mamashi Leikin Olav," he meant "Kizayis Befechilas Pas." And when he said "Taimi Velei Mamashi Ein Leikin Olav," he meant that there was no "Kizayis Befechilas Pas." If that's what he meant, then why would he use a lashon of Mamashi and Leim Mamashi? Why use such a funny lashon for a very straightforward thing? Therefore, he has to learn, like Rashi, that Mamashi means it wasn't Nimayach, and Leim Mamashi means that it was Nimayach. And Kizayis Be'echilis Pras is not the translation of Mamoshi, it's just setting the conditions of the whole memory. Right? The original pshat in it. And then he has a problem, so what happened to Tom Kikis? He says, well, it's been Domino, or Domino Orleans, and that he's busy with what's going on over there in the member of Rav Yochanan. But this Mahalach of Rav Elio and of Rav Chaim Cohen, which the Gaon says is also going to be the way Rav Chaim Cohen learns, is not available to him because it's too bizarre to read that into the Lashon. It only works because the. It's very now I'm convincing myself that that's why the Gaon saw in Ben Eliyahu that he holds from Nepach. Because this whole reading of Ben Yochanan, that Mamashin means, only works if we're going with Nepach. So then Rav Yochanan is telling me a Hezber. Why does Kazayis Achilas Pas make a Nepach? Because that's called Mamashin Shalissa. And why? And if you don't have Kazayis Achilas Pas, then you don't get it, then there's no Nepach, because that's not called Mamashin Shalissa. Let's start to the Gemara, just to say that we did. The bottom of the Gemara, second to the last line. Chet Gemara, the high Mishus, the Hachiyud also. Is Mishus really to tell me the name of Hetem Estach Rissi, the way Rav Yechon said at the beginning of the Gemara? You have a Braisa that uses Mishus for different entirely, Lit and Tam Kikr, Shem Shoran Ovin, Mamaya, Vyeshman, Tam Yayin, Chayat. And Mikana Tadon Lechol, Tere Kulo, that is Lit and Tam Kikr. Because we have a Kavach Chayman. So Klayim, she suri se oilum, suri se anov, and hetli suri. And didn't she ask a tam kicker? Who did the oil of a stein? Hakaponim, this drives is learning mishas for tam kicker. And from tam kicker, we'll learn how to kavachayim to other misurim, depending which is how much kavachayim we can make. But Hakaponim becomes a global thing. We learn how that's a bininav or kavachayim, the color of Terakul. It's in a tam kicker. So the pasuk's used up for tam kicker. In Agamara, it's just the Gemara talking. It doesn't say that it's Abai talking. And the Gemara knows here Abai is the Kasha. It's a little bit important because the Gemara knows it's Abai is the Kasha. And then the Gemara knows here asks. It's like a little bit strange. Abai spent the whole Lamed Aleph trying to prove to Rav Dimi that it had been staffed for this, so didn't call it Terakula. And now he turns around and says that maybe it doesn't exist at all because Mishras is used up for Tam Kirke. Gemara says, "Bosa the Shalom of Rabdimi." After he heard of Dimi's teutzim, that's not muchu. You have to start with and call it terkulu. So then he turned around and said that maybe there's no pasuk of mishus at all. Maybe not even my nozer. Something like that. You have to see the Gemara nozer itself. So upon him, in the Gemara nozer, it's beferish that this is Abaye talking. It's relevant to the issue of did Abaye know about Tam Kikker? No. Hakam and Amalat is no Tam Kikker. Because if I hold from Tam Kikker. Now, if you want to say, I'll leave it to Rashi. You know, when Rashi had this problem, where did Tam Kikker disappear to an Omer Aleph? So he said, well, maybe Rabbi doesn't know yet about Tam Kikker, or maybe Rabbi doesn't hold from Tam Kikker because he's from the Amorei Basroi, you hold that Tam Kikker is only in a Smachta. Then it's a little bit difficult that Rabbi himself is all of a sudden being a Braisa, Mishra is Tam Kikker. It sounds like he thinks that it's a Drasha Gemur. So if you're saying that Rabbi didn't know about Tam Kikker in Omer Aleph, so we can say, oh, here's where he discovered it. This is where Abai discovered that there's a din of Tam Kikker. Amar Aleph didn't know that it existed. Now all of a sudden Abai turned around and said, 1 second, I found the Braisa, Tam Kikker, Mishra's Tam Kikker. So maybe there's no Hetem Sarif Lissar at all. So this is Abai's discovery. We're here with Abai discovering on a peak in Darien. We're here with Abai discovering that there's such a thing as Tam Kikker. But if you want to say the other thing, that Abai doesn't hold from Tam Kikker, it's an Asmachta, so then a little bit strange that Abai himself is bringing this price and asking. Yeah, a little bit of a problem. We'll have to think of that. Let's see Rashi. Lit and Tam Kikker. Lasse is Tam Moshe Lisser ki Koroi Uma Moshe. And he has another lesson similar a little bit further. So Rashi says that's not hetem staf l'iser. It's that we have iser and hetem separately. Here, this is because of Tam Kikker, because the whole mayim becomes iser. I will hetem staf l'iser le'elfin minim. Because that's the price that's used up for Tam Kikker. L'chala terekulo shei tamei shel isurim kima moshe. So Rashi says this twice. The Tam Kikker, what's Tam Kikker? Shetamei shel Yisurim kimam Moshe. In the beginning, he said, last is Tamei shel Yisurim ki ikar yimam Moshe. Bashlin's ikar is a synonym with Mamoshe. Tam ki ikar means that Tamei Yisurim is like Mamoshe. There's a big button in this Rashi. No. I said before, we never really addressed the Rishonim who hold from Nepach. Rashi is father of the Shita of Nepach. But the Sort of Chaim Cohen holds from Nepach also, and the Gaon says Rabbeinu Elio holds from Nepach. And where did Nepach come from? Who's taking Torah that there's a Nepach? So, I'll tell you, if you're learning it out from Mishras, so maybe we could say, it says it in Mishras, because Shor HaNovim B'Yayin, you really never have a kezayis. You just go out and soak grapes in water, you're never really going to have a kezayis of grapes in the water. And the Rabban Chulin says you could have such a big taste of grapes in the water that it's as if it's a kezayis. But maybe Rashi doesn't have that as if. So, I could very well hear it, by Mishras at least, but by the case of Mishras, which is Shara Anovim Mayim, maybe you really never have a Kezayis of Yisur, and yet the Torah says in Mishras Anovim Lo Yoichel Etzalav, it sounds like you get Malkus. How can you get Malkus for Shara Anovim Mayim when you never really have a Kezayis of Anovim? I mean, those are Shani who don't hold from Mishras, the Rashi really addresses. The Rashi, who does not hold from Nepach, and he actually asks, how could you get Malkus for Anovim Mayim? And he says, you could be sure there's so many Anovim Harbe, that this mamish kezayis of Anovim in the Yayin. Like the Anovim exuded, the exudate of the Anovim added up to a kezayis. But it could be that maybe Rashi held not the way, the Rishonim hold from Nepach, maybe hold the way. So therefore, they have this problem, how you like it, the first, lo yorkel, it's a lap, it's a malchus. How could you have a malchus for Ashar Anovim and Mayim? It must be there's a Nepach, the Mayim is Nepach Liasos. But that's good if you're learning out from Mishnah, but we'll see Behemshech HaSugyon that we have the Tam Kikar could be learned out from other places, from Gilui Midyon or from Chatos, in places that it doesn't say anything about Malkus. Which state doesn't say in Gilui Midyon anything about Malkus. So where do you see from there in Nepach? And it's Mukach and the Chesed and the Rashi is not going to go from Nepach. That Rashi holds from Nepach according not only if you learn it out from Mishnah. Wherever you learn it out from, Rashi holds from Nepach. So where did Nepach come from? So Yacholiot could very well be, I think this is the story to show, really, at least the point of departure, that the Rishonim will hold from Nepach. The reason why they hold from Nepach is because famous is a saw like this. There's a machlekes achreinim. It's really machlekes Rishonim. If there would not have been the chiddush of Tam Kikar, had the Torah not said of Tam Kikar, so then you would not, if you had Tam, it would be Mutter, right? So now we know, that's for sure. If there wouldn't be Tam Kikar, the Tam would be Mutter. But why would the Tam be Mutter? Would Tam be Mutter because it would be Bottle Beroid? Or would the Tam be Mutter even without Bottle Beroid? Because Tam is nothing. Tam is a ghost. It has no physicality. And so we go, in Svar will be nothing. So Machlekes, Rabbi Kveger and the Chavos Das. Rabbi Kveger says in Tshuva, that without Tam Kikar, not merely would the Tam be bottle, Tam would be nothing. It brings a right from a Tosis and Chul and Tzadik Ches and Beis, which Mashman Tosis that if without the Posuk of Tam Kikar, then Tam would be nothing even if it was a right. Yeah, what the case would be, but Tam would be nothing even if it was a right. So okay, he says, you see that it's not as bittul. Tam, without Tam Kikar, Tam is nothing. Chavos Das holds out though. Chavos Das says that Tam, there's always something carrying the Tam. And that something carrying the Tam is a kind of tzir. Tzir is like whatever something exudes. And we know by Yisurim, we learn that from Sukkim, that Hatmeim, less a tzir, that anything that exudes, anything, any plate that comes out of a dog or also, is also. So it's like if you have fish that are dog and Tmeim, and brine comes out of them. So we learn that tzir is also, you like on the tzir. So the Tam also, Tam is carried by a tzir. But it would be bottled arrive. I would, who cares? You could taste it, but it's a midian. It's a midian. We bottled dry. Tam Kikar says that it's not bottled dry. And the emes is machlekes. I think it's a machlekes from Fereshis and Rishonim. the Ramban, Nechul and Tzarechesim and Beis, says, the Feirish, that without Tam Kikir, Tam will be nothing. He says, that's why, even if you had to Misaf Isser, for example, he says, you would still need a Pasuk for Tam Kikir, because had to Misaf Isser, I would say, that's when I have Mamish Isser. But when I have Tam by itself, Tam is nothing. The Ramban holds Tam is nothing, it's not a sin. And the Rash, on the other hand, the Rash that we did at the end, the Rash said, "What's the chiddush of tam kikir? What's the chiddush of tam kikir? There's no nefach, so what's the chiddush of tam kikir?" He said, "The chiddush of tam kikir is that it's not possible." Clearly, it does not say the chiddush of tam kikir is that tam is something. Of course, tam is something. Tam is a tzir. The chiddush of tam kikir is that it's not possible. Right. So I think like this. I think the Rishonim will hold from the Rishonim. The Rishonim will hold that time is something, like the Rash. The time is something, so except that it should be bottled b'roiv. Came along the parents that exist. The chosu of time kikar is not bottled b'roiv. There's very little motivation to say nepach. I mean, I actually compare the Rash does hold from nepach in a way. It's not like I'm saying now. Okay, hamayim yivcha. But akapanim, there's not such a big motivation. Why would I say nepach? I have something that's really there. It's a tzir. It's a dover also. Except that it should be bottled b'roiv, but I could taste it. So the yashrus is, the Torah is telling me, since I could taste it, it's not bottled b'roiv. So I think we have other things that are not bottled b'roiv. You could see it. Chazusa, sugyus, and zmachim. Chazusa, milsa, and so it's a dover. It's a kind of nicker, and it's not bottled b'roiv. And that's what the Torah said. And make a taste it to create a new concept of nepach. But if you hold that tam is really nothing, like the Ramban, that without a pasuk tam is nothing because it's just disembodied, it's a ghost, it doesn't have any mamashos. Now the Torah came along and said, but tam kikir. So now we have a choice. What type of Torah be megala when it says tam kikir? So you could say, still not going to say that. You could say the Torah is telling me that a ghost is something. A ghost is something. And that's exactly the Torah. That's how the Ramban is not. The Ramban does not hold from nepach. He said that the Lashon of the Ramban over there is, that's what the Torah tells me. I would have thought time is nothing. The Gili is that time is something. But I could go a different route. And I could say, La'olam, even after the Pasuk, time is nothing. The Chiddush of the Pasuk is that I mitzaref the time of Isser with the Mamoshes of Heter. And now I have a dollar also. I take the time of Isser and I mitzaref it to the Mamoshes of the Heter. That's Nepach. I take the Tam of Issa, which has been absorbed by the Mamoshes of the Heter, and now I say the Heter becomes a Dover also, and the Heter already has a Mamoshes. And that's the word. That's why Tam Kikir creates a Nepach. Because Tam Kikir is built on Nepach. Because the whole word of Tam Kikir is that I take something which is no Mamoshes, and I take the and therefore is nothing in Halacha. And I take the Mamoshes of the Heter, and I say the Tam of Issa asks the Mamoshes of the Heter. Once I ask the Mamoshes of the Heter, now I have Taimei Mamoshes. And that's the lashon. That's very gishmak in the lashon of Rashi. Tam kikir lases tamoy shel iser ki ikor yimamoshi. Later he says she tamoy shel iser ki mamoshi. And then later on he has the lashon. Yeah, in the middle of the omid, when passing the yayin, he also talks about tam kikir in the middle. The tam kikir is avidly pas gufa iser. The pas itself becomes iser. So all these rashis, maybe this is the Malach and Rashi. How does the tam become like my moshe shel iser? Because the pas itself becomes osir. So now I have my moshe shel iser. But if the pas itself wouldn't become osir, then all I would have still is tam. Tam by itself is not. So that the notion of nebach is built into the whole function. It's not an extra chiddush. The nepach. The nepach is the explanation of why, how does the tam, which is nothing, become something? It becomes something because the tam, which is disembodied, so it takes over the heter. It takes over the heter. Once it takes over the heter, so now I have a tam with an amoshes. That's the notion of time and amoshes. The lesson of Rashi is very gishmak in this mahal. In Cheshbon, we have to work out. This is not for today. We have to work out Abaye and Chulim. This is very good if you hold in general that you need time in Mamoshe, like Rav and Chulim Kuches. But if you hold like Abaye, the time of Eloi Mamoshe is also. So how does that fit in with this mahalak? It seems you can have time without mamashis and it's still us. Let's just say that's good for me in time kicker, but then let's say a bi-hole time kicker, that's a whole mess because a bi-hole time kicker. Anyway, the yesh lo nimadover, but it's, obviously that's a loose, that's something that's going to have to be addressed. Talkaponim, this looks to haskolis dvorim, that in these rashis of primary, not, it becomes kimamoshi shalissa, maybe there's a pesach to understand where the whole concept of nepach is comes from.
Thank you.